Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, we are knee to thigh with a couple lucky bigger sets from the east-northeast at about 8 seconds. Now, if you're in a shadowed area like the Cape, you might be a little smaller, so don't expect that at Jetty Park. Now, light morning onshore winds are going to build as the day goes on. For this weekend, we are staying knee to lucky thigh high, might see a few bigger sets every now and again from the northeast at 7 seconds. The winds are going to clean up a little for this weekend as well, so expect a little better conditions than today on Friday. Now looking ahead, we should see strong northeast winds from northern Florida bring us northeast wind swell, and that's going to kind of fill in from the north and head south, and it's probably going to stop at about the Cape on Monday. I don't have an exact size on this wind swell, but it looks like it's going to be chunky and pretty good size wind swell, especially up in the northern parts of Florida. The northeast swell should start to fill in south of the Cape for Tuesday, but again, it's not going to be quite as big as North Florida. North Florida is going to continue with those stronger onshore winds. Now, south of the Cape, the winds are going to be a little lighter, but again, this is a pretty steep northeast, maybe east-northeast swell, so expect areas right below the Cape to be kind of shadowed out a little bit. Looks like we're going to start a downward trend on Wednesday all the way into Friday. Long-term models are showing that we might have another bout of strong northeast winds and wind swell for next weekend on the 13th as well. So I'm keeping an eye on the tropics, and that latest wave of energy still has a really good chance of development into named storm Gabrielle. And it's still forecast by the GFS and the Icon to take a pretty similar path to Aaron, maybe staying a little lower in the Atlantic before hooking up and heading north. Those models are keeping it pretty well offshore, and like I said, very similar to what Aaron did. The Euro, on the other hand, is saying that it'll stay further south and it'll kind of dissipate over the next week. So a quick update, I got the new camera in at Stewart. That location just eats cameras. Between the lightning strikes on that little island and the constant vibration from that old wooden lighthouse tower, even the environmentally hardened cameras that we use here have a really short lifespan up on that tower. So hey, I'll be back on Monday to give you guys an update on what all this is going to do. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.